He was a legend in his prime, probably more famous than actor Jason Robards, who played him in the movie about an event he was at the center of just a few years before Hollywood made All the President's Men.
How much can you tell me about Deep Throat?
How much do you need to know?
You trust him?
Yeah.
I can't do the reporting for my reporters, which means I have to trust them. And I hate trusting anybody. Run that, baby.
Jason Robards is Washington Post editor Ben Bradley in the middle of Watergate. Probably no other man quite embodied the power of the press in modern times. No Charles Foster Kane megalomaniac. Bradley was a tough, scrappy individual, high school baseball player who overcame polio and went to Harvard College, worked himself up from humble jobs in the Navy, government, and journalism, faced down presidents as editor of the Washington Post, who trusted his reporters by instinct, instincts that could fail him, but rarely did. He lived and participated in the biggest changes in Washington, D.C. in our time. Jeff Himmelman is the author of Yours in Truth, A Personal Portrait of Ben Bradley, joins us now. Jeff, welcome to The Takeaway.
Hi, thanks so much for having me.
As editor of The Post, what did he do to change the tone of The Washington Post pre-Watergate?
You know, it's almost amazing. As soon as he came to the Post, and if you go through his archives, which I spent 4 years doing, the change is almost unbelievable. As soon as he gets to the Post in 1965 as a managing editor, the first thing he wants to do is to take the tilt out of the newspaper coverage. So the Post at the time was sort of a left-leaning paper. It was very supportive of LBJ's efforts in Vietnam, et cetera. And the first thing he wanted to do was get what he called the tilt out of the prose. So you could write well, you could write in a lively way, but he didn't want to see the editorial hand behind any of the news pieces, and he was incredibly rigorous about that. And the flip side of that coin is that he also became increasingly uncomfortable with the paper's coziness with the Washington establishment, which is something he had been a part of just a few years before. But once he took over the Post, I think he had a sense that the Post could be a real instrument for sort of social good, and I think that became the mission of his life. And I think everything that followed came from that sort of initial conversion.
And here he is talking to us, in a sense, about precisely that. Back in 1995, in an interview with WNYC.
I'm the bane of my liberal friends. I am not a passionate liberal. I've always been much more interested in what the story is, and then let somebody else decide whether it's good or bad.
The story is what mattered, and that's really the set of values that determined how the Watergate story unfolded.
That's absolutely right. And he couldn't, you know, during Watergate, they always tarred him as, you know, a Kennedy coat holder and this and that. And, you know, he had set himself up for that by doing what he had done. But the real truth about Ben, and nobody ever believes it, particularly because of Watergate, but the real truth about Ben is that he wasn't a partisan. And he really did just care about the story. If it was a good story, if it was about his next door neighbor, he would take it right to that next door neighbor. He didn't care. He was ruthless in that way, but ruthless implies something that maybe I don't mean to imply. He was so sort of agnostic about where things would lead. He just wanted to see where it would go. That was what mattered to him, is where is this going to go and how can we get the best crack at the truth? And that really was how he operated. It's not a myth. It's the reality.
And one place that story went, Watergate, is that it you know, launched his profile to a place that he was really not terribly comfortable with. Here he is again speaking in 1995.
I violated what my predecessors' number one rule was stay off the stage, stay in the audience. And yet, thanks to Richard Nixon, I couldn't.
Nixon confronted Bradley on the Pentagon Papers, on Watergate, and he suddenly was the story and he didn't like it at all.
That's right. I mean, I think with Ben, there's a little bit of, you know, he became this sort of larger than life figure, particularly after Jason Robards played him in All the President's Men, which came out in 1976. I think, you know, sure, he didn't like it. I think it did interfere with the way he did his job. But there's also a part of Ben that is kind of naturally a celebrity. He's the most charismatic man I've ever met. I think there are a lot of people who share that opinion of him. And I think in some ways he wore it well. And I think at some moments, maybe he protested a little too much. But I do think that, you know, his life changed after 1976. He was a celebrity newspaper editor in addition to being a newspaper editor, and that does make your job more difficult to do. And I think he was, at times, not so pleased with that.
I asked him one time, what's it like to have Jason Robards having played you? Jason Robards being a legend, you certainly being a legend in a quite different field. And he just, you know, he really kind of scratched his head and said, I can't make head nor tails of it.
Right. No, and there's this wonderful story where that Kay Graham told, which I have in my book, which I had never seen anywhere else, which was when they went, Alan Pakula, who was the director of the film, they had a private screening for the Post executives about a month, in April, I believe, of 1976, about a month before the actual official premiere at the Kennedy Center. And all the Post executives were there, and Ben was sitting, they all sat sort of staggered so that they weren't, they wouldn't have to be sitting right next to each other if they reacted negatively to what the film was. And there's a certain scene toward the end of the film where, you know, Robards as Ben is about to scream at the reporters for not having the proper sources and whatnot. And Robards is sitting back in his chair with his head, with his hands clasped behind his head. And at that moment, Kay Graham looked over at Ben, and Ben was sitting in exactly the same way as Robards was. And he took his hands down and kind of looked around, because he didn't want to be sitting in exactly the same way that Robards was. And he has always located those moments as the moments where he realized that his life was going to change.
Well, you know, Jason Robards, there are certainly worse actors who can play you, that's for sure.
Oh, I mean, he nailed it. I mean, in some ways, he even underplayed it, you know. I mean, but he got the essential Ben in ways that are really uncanny.
Here's Bradley talking about his confrontation in the Supreme Court over the Pentagon Papers and just how dramatic a moment that is.
I mean, there's nothing that'll make you grow faster than, you know, a trip to the Supreme Court where the stakes are so high, or an episode like Watergate where if you're wrong, you're dead, you're through, you go into the history books as a as a fool.
All those moments. Nevertheless, he and his wife, Sally Quinn, seem to me to be the most comfortable people in Washington. Whatever they might have thought of the Washington scene, this was their world, and they owned it.
That's right. And so Ben and Sally got together during Watergate, and Sally was really a fixture at the paper. She was one of the most important writers there. And, you know, as the 70s turned into the 80s, Ben was less of a day-to-day hard-nosed editor of the paper than he was kind of this sort of incredible eminence there. And it was his paper, even though certainly by the mid-80s, the people below him, in particular Len Downey and Bob Kaiser, were really running the paper. And so I think as the 70s turned into the 80s, Ben became this kind of fixture in Washington. In a certain sense, that was what he ridiculed a little bit when he was in the 60s and early 70s. He became a part of the establishment in a certain sense, but always in a way that was encouraging of younger people, of journalists, always in a way that was true to, I think, his core values, even though they became this kind of, you know, sort of prototypical power couple. I think, you know, when people came to that house for their big parties at various times, and I have been to a couple of them, you know, just to be in his presence there was enough for a lot of people.
Did his instincts about mentoring fail him in the Janet Cook story?
You know, a lot of things failed in the Janet Cook story. You can't take Ben off the hook, but the whole chain failed. The fact that they allowed her to have anonymous sources and all this, there's kind of overtones of Watergate to it all. And Woodward was the Metro editor at the time, and he was directly responsible for the story. And it bit him, and he had to pay for it. But if I could just say one more quick thing, I think Ben's response to the Janet Cook episode, to my mind, tells you more about Ben even than Watergate does, because he was wrong. His tried and true methodology failed him. And in that moment, he made the decision that the Washington Post would publish every single aspect of how that story had gone wrong before anybody else could, that they would just take their lumps and he would go out there and apologize and do what he could to tell the truth. And that saved him. And he had learned from Nixon, it's the cover-up that gets you. And I think that's one of the most remarkable parts of who Ben is that often gets lost in the shuffle of the Pentagon Papers and Watergate.
Jeff Himmelman, author of Yours in Truth, A Personal Portrait of Ben Bradley. Jeff, thanks so much.
Thank you so much for having me.
And that's our show today. Thanks for listening. I'm John Hockenberry. This is The Takeaway.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.